In the name of Jesus, amen. I'd like for you to open your Bibles tonight to the book of Proverbs. Thank you for your giving. I love all you said. Appreciate everything. Good to be here. Amen. Looking for a wonderful time. I didn't really necessarily know I was going to preach till later on this afternoon, but all day today this scripture's just been on my mind, so I want you to believe the Lord to help us. Amen. Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 15, one verse of scripture. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 15 says, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, an idle soul shall suffer hunger." Amen. An idle soul shall suffer hunger. Can you say amen to the Lord's word tonight? Amen. You know, tonight you that hear, I don't know your circumstances, I don't know your situation, I don't know why necessarily, I just wanted to say this because I want the Lord to help you tonight, but if the Lord deals with you in this service and through His Word, would you please let Him help you tonight, amen, because this is all I've got and it's just what the Lord's laid on my heart. An idle soul shall suffer hunger. In the day and hour we live in the church day and hour we live in the church age, we're alive, amen, in the year 2004, amen, it's us that are here, that's who we're preaching to, amen, we're living where it's easy to get idle, amen, just complacent, just who cares, it's not my job. It's somebody else's job to do that. It's not my responsibility. Amen. It's not necessarily up to me. Amen. So we're in for the ride. Amen. We're not, have you ever, you know, been in a boat? Where you take the oar and, or the paddle and row, amen, but you got a bunch of, say you get a bunch of people in there and you're the only one, rowing or paddling, amen, across this lake, you'd kinda, feel out of place or overdo yourself. Amen, I wonder if that ain't the way it is in the house of God sometimes. Some people are just in for the ride. Amen. They're not out to help nothing. They're not out to do nothing. Amen. As I already said, amen, I want you to take this, amen, and put it to use in your heart. Amen. The book of Proverbs says that an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Amen. Shall suffer hunger. So first off, I want you to realize, if the Lord will help me, amen, to preach on an idle soul tonight. Amen. First off, amen, the idle soul is going to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. God help me. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. God, give me strength tonight. Amen. An idle soul shall suffer. Amen. I look at those different ones. Amen. That have fallen out by the way. And you know, it ain't necessarily that the devil caught them by a snare, Brother Darren. It ain't necessarily that the devil's guns opened up on them. Amen. But it's that they just slowly withered away. And they just sat there on the pew and they got so dead and dry. Amen. That they suffered so much hunger. Amen. That they finally lost out with God. Amen. The book of Psalms, I believe it's chapter 42, says, "As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." Can you look at that deer running across the mountain? He's running from the hunter. He's running from the bear. He's running from the lion. Amen. But he finally escapes. But where's the first place he goes? He goes back to the brook.
Idle soul shall suffer hunger. Amen. It's a sad day when someone backslides because the devil just opened his guns up so hard on them. Amen. That he just killed them in the battle. Amen. But it's even a sadder day when those will not eat and they finally lose out with God. They finally lose out with God. I want you to look at the book of Luke tonight. Amen, if you will, where the prodigal son said to the father, "Give me a portion of goods that falleth to me." He divided unto them his living, the two sons. Not many days after, the younger took his journey to a together. Amen. Gathered all together, took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. When he had spent all there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. He went to join himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed his swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Listen to verse number 17. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger." Amen. This prodigal son here, amen, he was dying hungry. Amen. When he wants at it all, he's now dying of hunger. Amen. I'd like to tell you why. Luke chapter 17, Jesus said, "But which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say to him by and by when he's come from the field, 'Go sit down to meat,' and will not rather say unto him, 'Make ready, wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink.'" Amen. So the prodigal son, he's down there in the pig pen. He's already wasted it all with righteous living. Amen. And it is so to speak that he had run out of all the things of God. And you will die and get hungry when you run out of the things of God. But I'll tell you why he ran out of the things from the Father's house. It was because he would not eat at the Father's table. You say, how can you say that? Jesus said, "How many of you have a servant? You'll say, 'Him go eat first.' No, he said, 'You'll eat first, and then the servant will eat.' This man, when he was down there in the pig pen, he could not think of nothing else. He didn't think of all he had wasted. All he thought about was that bread that he had to spare, all the leftovers that he gave to the hired servant. Amen. I believe some of us will go hungry if we don't eat all at the Father's table.
He would have never wasted it if he would have just ate the leftovers at the Father's table. Yeah.
You see, in this day that the prodigal son is, they come all in there to eat. They ate everything. And what was left over, they gave, amen, to the hired servants. You see there, amen, they ate it all, then they gave to the hired servants. And so when that prodigal son's down there hungry in the pig pen, all he can think about is pushing the plate over and leaving it for the hired servants. Amen. But there was so much in God's mercy, amen, and in the Father's house, that when the hired servants got done eating, there was still enough bread to eat. Amen. Church, I'm not getting on to us tonight. Amen. But how many times do we come into the house of God and the moving of the Holy Ghost? Amen. There's enough for us, yet we fail to eat it. We give it to some hired servant. We leave the leftover for somebody else, and that's why we go hungry.
And some young people got this mind frame: I'll never go hungry if I never run out. Oh God. Amen. So when they get to the far country, they go easy. Amen. Knowing that when they've spent it all, they're going to go hungry. But the fact of the matter is, there's a famine in the far country. Nobody eats in the far country at times. Amen. When he had spent it all, Brother Chip, not only did all his money, but all that he had wouldn't have done him no good now, because the Bible says there arose a mighty famine in the land. So I'd like for you to realize, outside there in the world, there comes a time when the rich go hungry, when the poor go hungry, when everybody's hungry, because there's a famine in the far country. That's why we gotta eat. That's why we can't be idle. That's why we can't stand by and let the hired servants have our food.
Well, see, in this day and hour, they've got it all in the far country. And they're saying, "I'm not going to spend it all, because I know if I spend it all, I'll have nothing to eat." But they don't realize there's coming a famine in the far country. Now, yes, the hired this prodigal son, he had spit off. But when there's nothing to eat, you can't eat dollars.
And so he could have had it all, gathered it all up there.
The reason he was hungry is because he wasn't in the Father's house. They're saving it all up. They'll come back just in time to get just enough more where they will not spend it all on righteous living. Amen. But as Jesus said, you'll say to your servants, fix me to eat, and then you can come eat. This prodigal son sat down day after day, and he passed his plate down to the hired servant. Amen. He was looking out the window at that hungry country, at that country that's full of famine, at that country that's full of dryness, at that country that's full of emptiness. Shall suffer hunger. Now, I have hunger pains. When I fast, I have hunger pains. But it seems like it gets worse when I think about, you know, my wife's in there eating, or somebody's in there eating. Your mind, you know, works with your body or something. Like we can have hunger pains. And his hunger pains become worse when he could think about passing that plate off to the hired servant. And not only that, church. An idle soul shall suffer hunger when you don't get off from God. When you don't, amen, load up on the blessings of God. You will suffer.
In for the ride. Come on now. And then you can sit here and Brother Paul preach it down. And then Nathan and Scotty may sing it down. What about you? Are you in for the ride? Come on now. Are you in for the ride? But when you sit there at the table, now just get this picture set, man. No, I don't want nothing to eat. Give it to the hired servant. He's worked all day. Give it to them. And we sit right in the house of God. And we think somebody else needs the blessing worse than us. And that's the reason we can't get in. And that's the reason we can't shout. Is we're too worried about some other hired servant. And so we get idle at the Father's table. And that prodigal son, he begins to look out the window and pass his plate around. But he did not fail to remember there was bread enough for him, for the hired servants, and to spare. Now what's that to spare? He was feeding in the pig pen. So probably he remembers, what are we going to do with all this slop? Look at this wasted roast. Let's see. Look at all these taters. And Mama hollered out, just take it to the pig. And we sit in the house of God, and we let all the blessings of God flow by. And when everybody's ate, they say, what are we going to do with all these? Just give it to the pig. And we fail to realize that our idle soul one day will suffer hunger. And all we'll remember is not that we've wasted, but all that we've let go by. All the blessings, all the healing, all the glory, all the anointing, all the power.
Send it down there to the pig. Yeah, we feel. And that prodigal son, the younger son, is dying of hunger. And so he's watching the far country, and he looks out. And there goes one of them buckets. Amen. And the servant, he's full. Amen. He's full of the bread. Amen. He's full of pity. Amen. He goes, and he's full of the bread, that servant. And he sees you. He's a dragon. He's a dragon. And it's running over the top. Amen. Because there's so much that they wouldn't eat. And so when the prodigal son, he gets to thinking, he said, Lord, I'm going to say to my father, just let me feed your pigs. I'll take that, that they threw away to the pigs. If you won't eat around the blessings of God, there'll come a day when you will want what you throwed to the pigs. He said, Father, I'm not worthy to sit at your table no more, but just let me feed the pigs. I'll eat that. Amen. He said, I'll arise and go to my Father's house. Amen. And say, Father, I've sinned in thy sight. Amen. What is it tonight? Amen. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. They'd come in the house of God with one thing on their mind. Not the job. Not nothing else but worshiping God. And I get to thinking about this year 2004. Evidently the devil ain't fighting us as much. It ain't as the critical hours back then. For some reason we've become slack. And it don't mean nothing. Amen. If the pastor says we ought to start revivals. Even though it ain't scheduled. Because half of us wouldn't show up. But let me tell you something, church. Amen. There'll come a day when an idle soul shall suffer hunger. There'll come a day when that idle soul shall suffer hunger. Jesus went out and he hired some. Amen. Anyways, the master hired some. Amen. There at that hour. And then he went out and he hired some more. And then he went out at the 11th hour and he said, why stand ye here all day idle? We're not in the 11th hour. I don't know what hour we're in. Jesus, for some reason I just can't get loose. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The 11th hour. Amen. You know, they all slumbered and slept, those 10 virgins. Amen. They was all pure. They was all ready to go. At midnight, the cry came out, go ye forth to meet him. Behold, the bridegroom come. And in this church hour today, I feel like there's some that will be like those five foolish because they did not have enough oil. Why? Not enough oil to get in the gate, get in the door? No. Not enough oil to make it through the dark hour. Not enough oil or the power of God to make it through the dark hour. Judas went out and it was night. Amen. We got those that are going out and they're going out in the night. Why won't they make it in the gate? Not because Jesus won't let them in. It's because they ain't got enough power. It's because they ain't got enough light. It's because they ain't got enough oil to make it through the dark hour that they're coming upon us, church. I don't want to be an idle soul. I don't want to stand idle all day long. I like to serve God with all of my heart. Stand to your feet and worship the Lord. I'd like to ask you to take it to your heart. Take it home with you. Put this to use in your life. And say, God, I don't want to suffer. He was not just hungry. He was suffering hungry. Suffering hungry. He was at the place where it was hurting him to not eat. I'm telling you something. He said there's enough food and to spare. I believe there's enough Holy Ghost around this altar to baptize everyone. I believe there's enough power of God to meet every need. And the reason a lot of times we don't get it is we push it off to the hired servant. And when the hired servant's full, he throws it to the pigs. But the idle soul shall suffer hunger. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. We ought to give them more honest teaching things as we have heard. Lest at any time we should let them sin. Let the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every disobedient receive the just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we what?
Neglect.
What is it?
Neglect.
Neglect. Not receive. Neglect. You've already received it, but you neglect it. Lay it aside. Idle. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I've seen young people, older people too, that would have never backslid if they'd have got full of God. They didn't get caught by the snare of the devil. The devil didn't shoot them down with his mighty guns. They died of hunger. And as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. He's running from the lion. Why are you panting, dear? I just escaped the snare. I just escaped my life. But that's not why I'm panting. I'm panting after the water brooks. I'm closing. I don't want to keep you standing too long. Amen. And I'd like you to know something, church. There is enough in God to make you go all the way through. I said there is enough in God. There's enough at the Father's table to carry us all the way through. They bought the oil and they made it in. They didn't buy the oil and they didn't make it in.
When there is food in the Father's house. I have desire to deliver thee from the tempter. I have desire to deliver thee, yea, from the darkness and the destruction of the false country. Yea, there is power in my house. There is power in my name. There is power in my word. Yea, if thou wilt come and seek me with all of thine heart and mind and soul and and then when I have touched thee, if thou wilt press forward in me, I shall sustain thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the sadness tonight of the waste of the far country. You see, what happened was this. He went down in that far country, and all he did was party till he ran out of money. You see, the idle soul, that's all he did. He wasn't working. He was down there partying and having a big time. Then he ran out of money. Then there came that famine of sin. After the waste of sin will come the want of sin. After the pleasure of sin will come the payment of sin. Oh, somebody tonight needs to climb out of the hog pen. Shake the dust off your feet and make your last look at the hog pen. Set your face to the Father's house and make up your mind you're going to serve God. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something here now. Sin
will bring you to the bottom. I said sin will bring you to the bottom. You say, preacher, how can I be so high one service and so low the next? Because between Sunday and Thursday you remain idle. No prayer, no Bible reading, no seeking the face of God. And it's that idleness that's making you want. It's that idleness that's causing you to turn back. It's that idleness that's keeping you from keeping the victory in your soul. I got enough Sunday. Lord comes by Monday. I can fellowship with you. I'm still enjoying what I got yesterday. Tuesday, the Lord comes by. Don't you think you need to pray? Don't you think you need to read your Bible? Still feasting off what I got Sunday. Wednesday comes by. You haven't prayed. You haven't read the Bible. You've been idle all week long. By the time you get to service Thursday, you're about starved to death. Listen, folks, we got to get in here. Seek the face of God. Every service. Every day. The children of Israel, He sent a man in the morning. Sent a man in the afternoon. Every day they had to gather the manna. If you're going to make with God, you'll have to gather manna for your soul. Every day. You'll have to gather manna for your soul every day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message tonight and for the messenger. May we, God, receive the engrafted word of God with meekness and with fear. Lord, the message was for some ones here tonight, God, that need to seek your face and to call upon your name, blessed Lamb of the Most High God. Lord, would you save that backslider? Would you bring that one that's cold and carnal and indifferent, God, and cause them to realize their need of seeking the face of God every day, that they may overcome the snares and the powers of darkness that would war against their souls. Hallelujah. You're here tonight. God's talking to you. Brother Marky, I need a touch from God tonight. Slip your hand up right now. Brother Marky, I need the Lord to touch me tonight. Quickly slip your hand up and right back down. Thank you. God bless you. Share another hand, you'll slip it up and right back down. Brother Marky, I need God to touch me tonight. I feel hungry. I feel hungry in my soul. I feel like I need God to touch me tonight. Is there another hand anywhere? Quickly, you'll raise it up and right back down. Quickly, slip it up and right back down. Right back down, yes. Come on, slip it up and right back down. Let God touch you tonight in this building, in this service. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Praise God. I want you to come tonight. Get up out of your seat. I want you to make your way to this altar. Come on, son. We want to pray with you tonight. Come on, quickly. Hurry. I want that one that raised her hand. Quickly. Father wants prayer tonight. He talked with me before service. Struggle with some things. I want you to kneel right here. I want some of you brethren to come. Kneel right down here, Brother Bobby. Kneel right down. I want some of you men to come and pray that God will help Bobby just to seek the Lord's face. Come on, everybody that will. Come on, let's pray. All the rest of you, come on, let's seek God tonight.
All around in the house, all around, oh, but I find no way. Drive me on as I stumble along over ground that's so barren and dry, over springs up ahead, living water. Lord, fill me, I cry. more of you. In the house that abounds, but I find no dwelling place there. Now our strength's almost gone, but I feel